We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, charitable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahavi. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates $17.8 million to the Caribbean for climate change adaptation efforts. In humanitarian news, United Nations community workers help to ensure healthy children in Somalia. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the global non-profit Orbis International, which has the world's only airborne hospital and training center dedicated to eye care. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 31st, is the National Day of Nauru, commemorating its independence achieved in 1968. Nauru is one of the three great phosphorus rock islands in the Pacific Ocean. Nauruans are known for their peacefulness and friendliness. The country's official language, Nauruan, is unique and doesn't resemble any other Pacific language. May the kind citizens of Nauru have a memorable National Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. Following initial activity in late October 2010, ongoing eruptions and unusual behavior from Mount Merapi volcano in Yogyakarta into December had claimed at least 353 human lives, not to mention countless animals, with some 390,000 distressed villagers being driven from their homes in efforts to ensure their safety.
Merapi pada saat ini sangat membingungkan masyarakat, belum lagi kekhawatiran masyarakat yang suara gemuruh, kemudian semacam gunung yang bocor, kemudian arah angin tidak peduli lagi. Itu yang menyebabkan kami juga resah, kemudian kebakaran hutan akibat dari letusan yang bersama dengan erupsi, yang itu tidak lazim untuk di Merapi.
From the start of the catastrophe, Supreme Master Qinghai had been closely monitoring the situation, conveying all her love and prayers as she donated $15,000 and requested that her association's relief team go to bring aid and comfort to the most desperate. Along with contributions from our association members, the combined $18,600 donation could purchase $216,000 in urgent necessities if bought in the United States, based on Indonesia's cost of living.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's instructions, our association's relief team had immediately organized and started bringing aid to the afflicted the day after the first eruption. They opened a public vegan kitchen, providing around 1,400 vegan meals every day to refugees and volunteers. They also taught displaced mothers how to cook wholesome vegan meals with easily accessible ingredients so that their families could continue to be well-fed in the future.
Saya sebagai koordinasi dapur umum, Ibu Ani, hanya bisa mengucapkan banyak-banyak terima kasih karena apa? Bantuan dari tim Supreme Master Qinghai itu sangat-sangat meringankan beban kami karena apa? Konsumsi adalah hal utama dalam kehidupan kita dan semua masakan dari Qinghai sangat-sangat istimewa bagi kami.
In accordance with requests from the Indonesian Red Cross, the relief team also purchased 500 medical packages and 500 sets of baby equipment, as well as 1,000 sarongs, blankets, and nutritional supplements for both infants and adults. Our association members, divided into two groups and accompanied by volunteers from the Indonesian Red Cross, visited 10 refugee shelters every day for a month to convey Master's love and comfort to the displaced and distributed the supplies. As evacuees began returning to their homes, the relief team purchased 1.2 tons of rice and soy protein to give to 250 families in the villages of Bangarsari, Lidok Lempong, and Sidusari.
Maturun sakit saking Maha Guru Qinghai atas bantuanipun.
Kami ucapkan banyak-banyak terima kasih kepada Maha Guru Qinghai yang pada sore hari ini telah memberi bantuan kepada warga kami.
Our appreciation, Indonesian Red Cross, for your thoughtful help, as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt assistance and our association's relief team for their steady efforts. With Allah's grace, may the Indonesian people smoothly recuperate the regularity of their daily lives as our ecosphere stabilizes through humanity's greater benefits.
Floods continue to disrupt the Philippines. On Friday, January 28th, Philippine officials reported that new torrential rains over the past week have resulted in massive flooding in some areas, with landslides in the central Visayas region that have claimed at least 10 lives and displaced more than 1,000 families. Many people became stranded by the inundation, including children inside schools. In Metro Cebu, an entire month's rain fell in just one day, causing flooding to 12 barangays in Cebu City.
Bohol Province also declared a state of calamity, as widespread impact was reported, including around 300 village residents who were isolated from the rest of the community without food or water when a strong river current washed away the only connecting bridge. Regional Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council personnel have been working to provide families in need with food and monetary assistance, as other officials warn that these conditions may continue to worsen due to warming. The recent storm follows a month of rains that have caused at least 20 to perish and has severely affected tens of thousands of residents across the nation.
Upon knowing of the rains and flooding when it first began in late December, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her condolences and prayers as she donated $15,000 and asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to assist the most vulnerable. This amount could acquire $211,000 in relief materials if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. With our association members having already gone to some areas those in need. Upon hearing of this latest update, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that they please check to see if additional help is required.
Our gratefulness, all Philippine government and emergency personnel, for your care of the affected families, as we also send our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's ongoing support. We pray for the resiliency of the Philippine people and that such disruptive events subside as we more gently regard all beings on our planetary home.
Homeless Brazilian flood victims get free houses. Following severe storms earlier this month that tragically claimed more than 800 lives and left thousands in temporary shelters, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff announced that 8,000 homes will be built for the affected flood victims. With federal and state governments paying for 6,000 of the homes, the other 2,000 are being donated by construction companies. President Rousseff said of the flood victims, "Their pain is insurmountable, and their loss has no price, but this initiative can improve the situation a little. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, the Brazilian government and construction companies for your caring support of flood-stricken fellow citizens. May it help them quickly rebuild their lives as we pray that such extreme conditions are lessened through our more loving care of the environment and each other."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
French president states will never abandon the euro. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, regarding the future of the euro in the wake of financial crisis experienced by many European Union member states, President Nicolas Sarkozy assured that the euro currency and the European Union are lasting foundations for European peace. The French leader, who also holds the 2011 presidency of both the G8 and the G20 international forums, called on the world's nations to rethink their old ways of working. He stated, "If Europe has become the world's most stable, most peaceful continent, it is because we, our predecessors, built the European Union. To imagine that we might pull out of that is to ignore the fact that we now have one wish, and that is lasting peace. We respectfully laud Your Excellency's commitment to preserving the stability of the currency and organization that you and many others have worked so diligently to achieve. Wishing all European nations flourishing prosperity and continued harmonious relations with each other and the world."
Dog receives new prosthetic paw. When an accident left canine companion Polo with a gravely injured leg, Sam and Paula Swift of Tennessee, USA, initially thought they would have to amputate or commit to multiple surgeries with an uncertain outcome. However, as a third option presented itself, they decided to request a prosthetic paw. Although relatively new, the prosthetic choice came with little risk and actually cost only about a third of the surgeries that had no guarantee of success. Following a fitting with the initial device, the White Siberian Husky is now using a temporary prosthetic that is being studied for wear, so it can then be customized to a perfect fit. Meanwhile, the Swifts are glad to see that Polo is completely mobile and has returned to comfortable behaviors such as curling up in the snow. Our appreciation for this new technique and to Sam and Paula Swift for your loving decision of care for the snow-white angel, Polo. May his new life be graced with ease of movement and many more treasured moments with his human family.
Save our planet. Aspen tree die-off linked to disease also deadly to humans. Scientists have found that recent widespread losses of delicate aspen trees across the western part of the United States due to a mysterious syndrome called sudden aspen decline have led to disruptions in the surrounding ecosystems. Lead researcher Dr. Aaron Lemmer of Fort Lewis College in Colorado, USA, studied wildlife in regions where the aspen trees were healthy versus areas affected by die-offs. With a diminished forest unable to support as much diversity, certain animals such as deer mice have become more prevalent.
This in turn has increased the spread of the Sin Nombre virus that these animals carry. Sin Nombre virus is sadly lethal to about one-third of the humans who fall ill by unknowingly inhaling fumes from infected mice urine or saliva. According to Dr. Lemmer, the tree's decline has likely been caused by climate change, with severe drought in the past 2 decades that could be making the forest more susceptible to various types of disease.
Our appreciation, Dr. Lemmer and colleagues, for highlighting the interdependence of environmental and human health through this worrying case. May such research help us then make better choices to restore the health of all plants and animals on our planet.
During an August 2008 video conference in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded with concern and constructive insight to another forest decline situation in Canada that was also linked to climate change.
My goodness, we are trying hard to do something and nature itself doing something else also. Look like we keep racing forever. So the only thing is we have to be morally fit and have to be virtuous. Otherwise, there's no getting away from the retribution for whatever we do. As you can see that. If the governments already know the problem with the forest, then I'm sure they will mobilize many force in the population or in the government or force to plant more trees. Of course, plant trees is good. But I don't know if we have enough time to keep planting trees. The only refuge would be the virtues, the noble way of living, that we have to adhere to heaven's standard of life. Otherwise, no matter what solution, there will be some other consequence coming. Everywhere there's something that happened, you know. Then we cannot compete with nature forever, except we are listening to her call, to live in harmony with all beings, to live and let live, be vegetarian and be green. That's it. Utmost solution, the most important solution that we must take. And planting trees and all that is secondary.
Save our planet. In an effort to protect the nation's ecology and mitigate climate change, a new policy in China halts the felling of mature trees in the northeastern Greater Lesser Qing'an Range, as well as planting new ones, with the hope of reforesting 70% of the land by 2020.
Save our planet. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou announces plans to build one of the world's largest solar parks, to be built on 520 hectares of former coal mine properties, thus helping to create new jobs while becoming a model of sustainable energy.
Save our planet. By using U.S.-based Pratt & Whitney's EcoPower engine washing technology designed to reduce waste and fuel burn, Air India has thus saved 540,000 gallons of fuel valued at $1.9 million while reducing 5,300 metric tons of emissions during washes.
Save our planet. After years of separation due to highway construction, two distinct elephant populations in Kenya have been reunited through Africa's first dedicated elephant underpass, which links a community of 2,000 on Mount Kenya's highlands with 7,500 in the forests and plains below.
Hi, I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, and I'm eating well with a nutritious diet of plant foods. Today I have a tip for cooks. To make use of leftover mushroom stems, you can trim and freeze them. Later, they can be added to delicious vegan soups and stocks or other yummy animal-free recipes. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
News, Australia donates $17.8 million to the Caribbean for climate change adaptation efforts. The funds will be used to strengthen the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center's ability to help countries in adjusting to the effects of global warming. In addition, the amount will aid in the management of natural disasters, as well as support educational programs to increase understanding of climate change. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia, for your generous dedication to Caribbean countries at this vital time. May all nations and individuals continue to extend a helping hand and loving heart to cherished brethren.
In humanitarian news, United Nations community workers help to ensure healthy children in Somalia. Miss Halima Awali, age 60, is a participant in the UN Children's Fund or UNICEF Community Mobilizer Program. A village midwife for most of her adult life, she now makes door-to-door daily visits, advises mothers on proper nutrition for their families, and assists in identifying undernourished children for early treatment. Breastfeeding babies from birth to 6 months is emphasized by the mobilizers, as well as improved diets and hygienic food handling. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Children Fund, Ms. Halima Awali, and all community mobilizers for your devoted efforts. May your loving care bring much benefit to the gracious people of Somalia with heaven's manifold blessings. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Orbis International, a global non-profit which has provided free eye care treatment to over 9 million individuals. We're going to give some delicious vegan food to the cute dog. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more worthwhile news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a graceful world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on Orbis International, which has trained more than 230,000 people worldwide in eye healthcare.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike. We'll be right back.
Orbis International is dedicated to helping people worldwide protect their sense of sight and prevent blindness. Since the nonprofit launched its initial program in 1982, it has worked in over 80 nations, providing free eye health treatment to over 9 million people. In addition, more than 234,000 individuals have been trained in eye health care. Orbis is greatly assisted in its missions by over 500 physicians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals, and a number of pilots, all of whom work on a volunteer basis.
Central to Orbis's work is the Flying Eye Hospital. It is the world's only airborne ophthalmic operating theater and training center. Surgeries performed are broadcast to a 48-seat classroom on the plane and also to other places, such as nearby hospital, if needed. The endeavor is organized so that easily obtainable and affordable eye care can continue to be offered in the localities long past the time that Orbis's project is over.
Orbis collaborates with approximately 100 partners, such as government health departments, universities, hospitals, and health and training centers in various countries. Bravo, Orbis International, for your invaluable service to humanity. We wish you much continued success in enhancing the lives of many precious children of God.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Portuguese entitled Arithmetic Question.
Não consigo entender isso, disse um garotinho, tentando obter a ajuda do pai dele com seus exercícios de aritmética. Se um carpinteiro recebeu 3 dólares por dia, quanto ele ganhou em 4 dias? Não é de se espantar que você não consiga descobrir isso, respondeu o pai. Isso não é aritmética, isso é história antiga.
And now for our viewers' heartline on 2011 New Year's celebration with our association members and friends on enlightening entertainment.
What an amusing show! The team from South Korea during the New Year enlightening entertainment show put me into an excellent mood. May all the people on earth be so relaxed and have so much joy on a vegan diet. Hanma, a vegan from Szczecin, Poland.
Happy Hannah. Thank you for your sweet note. The South Korean Association members were truly delightful in their exuberant performance. People only need to transition to the plant-based diet to discover what a beautiful life awaits us, our animal friends and planet. May heaven's light shine on you and all the elevated souls of Poland.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God. Wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The African Development Bank approves a $655,000 donation for the Africa Humanitarian Action to implement programs intended to benefit vulnerable Somali communities in Mogadishu and surrounding areas by providing health services, clean water, sanitation, and nourishment.
Moroccan Energy Minister Amina Benkadra and her German counterpart Katharina Reika sign agreement to increase cooperation between their countries in sustainable energy and environmental protection.
In an audio address to the World Economic Forum, Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi calls for investment in Myanmar to increase development and in turn expand stability and democracy in the country.
Students from St. Joseph's Institution International, or SJII, in Singapore, together with Tao Poya, East Women's Executive Committee, clean up homes of local elderly residents living alone and decorate their houses for the Lunar New Year.
Vegan American radio personality Robin Quivers shares with web viewers her journey of learning to cook vegan dishes through a series of videos on her website called Veducating Robin.
Mr. Ghazi Adra, a factory worker from Sydney, Australia, immediately returns to the police the $50,000 in cash that he found on a train to be reunited with its grateful owner. For his pure-hearted integrity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Ghazi Adra with the Shining World Honesty Award, along with $1,000 for his family's needs.
In an article that marks a decline in meat and egg consumption since the discovery of dioxin in animal feed products, the German weekly news magazine Stern features a cover article on the growing popularity of vegetarianism.
Interim Tunisian Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi authorizes structural changes in the government such that media organizations are now free to report without restraint on matters of importance to the country and her citizens.
Scientists are studying a small community in the mountains of Colombia where generations of residents have been afflicted with early Alzheimer's disease in the hope that a greater understanding of their disorder will provide insights for more widespread prevention and cure.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.